If you're innovating, creating, or making a difference,
this show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
The robots can do a lot of things like human. It can see faces, it can see lines and colors and shapes.
We want the toys to recognize their owners so that we build some like emotional connection between them.
Remember your all-time favorite toy? Now imagine how it would have been if that toy could have actually recognized you, followed you around, and interacted with your environment. That's the concept behind a new innovation which Tian Li Yu and Yang Ran launched at CES 2016 in Las Vegas in January. Tian Li and Yang are the co-founders of San Jose startup Morpix Incorporated, and they're also the creators of Moo, which is the world's first vision sensor for toys. I would like you to tell me on tape about this incredible product.
The product name is Moo. It's meaning this in ancient Chinese, the eye. So it's a small device that can control the toys. And by seeing the images in front of the toy and send the command to the toy to make it a robot.
Yang, how'd you come up with this one?
Well, the whole idea for this is that we want to build up some connection between toys and kids. We want to build up some ownership so that the toys can greet kids or say hi to kids or react with some of the actions, such as the kids give him some color or a color ball or some other shapes of objects. That's the whole idea, because right now the toys didn't play with the kids. They only play in front of the kids. That's the whole idea.
What inspired each of you as kids to be as creative and inventive as you are?
For me, I like computers and programming a lot, so that they're putting those small programs into a robot that can work. So it makes me really excited about it.
What inspired me is my kids, because they are very smart, so I really want to encourage them to play more with technology, with parents. I believe my co-founder also has the same goal, same target. We would like to get them a little bit away from the pads and the phones right now, because right now the kids spend too much time on that. We want them to play with real toys, with the real world, without screen, with the real human beings. That's the whole idea.
And that sure seems to be an emerging theme here. I'm hearing this again and again from technology people saying, I'm tired of my kid playing around in front of a computer screen. What are some of the things that these robots that we've just seen can do?
Oh, the robots can do a lot of things like human. It can see faces, it can see lines and colors and shapes, and then it can track like soccer balls, for example, and tennis balls. And it's also recognize the owner of it. So when it sees your face, it says, hi.
And it says it by name?
Right, you can record a name in it and it says it.
So if my son's name is John, it'll say, hi, John, when he sits down to play with it.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we call face recognition. The technology, like every big company, they are using like Facebook or Google. But what we do is that we want the toys to recognize their owners so that we build some like emotional connection between them.
And in fact, you were saying that before we went on mic here that this is not restricted to simply the robots I saw. What does this do with a regular toy?
I think this... what it will do is that it will act as a remote control with a brain. So it actually tells the toy how to react with what this robot see in the real world. That is how it works with the toys, with the existing toys.
So if, for example, I buy a doll for my little girl and we put this toy on it, the doll is going to be able to be a robot?
Yes, the doll will be a robot and it will recognize your face and it will recognize the colorful shapes, lines, checks, and it can also interact with those objects.
How exciting. I'd like to know what has been one of the best challenges for each of you in designing this particular product.
Oh, there's a lot of challenges, and one of the particular one is for computer vision to really work in the real environment. There's a lot of training and collecting data and iterate over the software to make it really work robustly.
Would you consider that more fun or more frustrating?
Sometimes fun, but sometimes it can be frustrating.
I'm asking, so I'm married to an engineer, and he sees things like puzzles. How about for you, Yang, the best challenge?
Well, I think my co-founder actually exactly describes the challenge. But I think what motivates us is that when I explain this to the kids, especially like my two daughters, they are very excited. They told me that no matter how long, no matter how difficult, they are going to wait until we release this to them. So they will be our first users. And I wish that this toy robot can touch every single kid in every single school. That's our goal.
Now, on the topic of when you release it, what's your projected date?
The Indiegogo campaign is going to have the first shipment April 2016.
Wow. Let's give the Indiegogo address and any website.
Our toy's name is Moo, so we have a Facebook page and Twitter, Moo for Toys. M-U for, number four, toys. And you can follow us there. And the Indiegogo campaign is also, you can search using Moo for Toys from the Indiegogo website.
Once again, that's Moo, spelled M-U, for, the number four, toys. You'll find them on Facebook and on Twitter and on Indiegogo.com, Moo for Toys. What have your daughters said, I really want to do with this when it comes out?
They will be extremely excited if the toy can say their names when recognizing their faces. I think that's the single one most exciting function for the toy.
You know, I'm envisioning you doing all kinds of cool stuff like saying, get busy and do your homework, Jenny, or something like that.
Yes, exactly. That we come a long way from the prototype to the current product, and we're looking forward to create a new toy category. That we call them a toy robot, which has very affordable price, but very interactive and scientific functions, so that even the kids can learn how to program it.
That's neat. Speaking of affordable, how much?
The Indiegogo price is offered at $20 regular, and the early bird version is $10. So if you want to get the robot with face recognition, light, color, tracking, everything for early bird, like us on Facebook and find us on Indiegogo.
Wow, now that is affordable. What's been one of your most fun things, Tianli, since you've been designing Moo for Toys?
Oh, the most fun thing is that when my kids play with them and they actually figure out very creative ways to fool the robot. Yes, to make it go into the wall or something, like make a face, angry face to it and see what happens.
That's so much fun, though, with their being very creative. What are some of the ways you're going to modify your robot watching what your kids are teaching you?
Yeah, sometimes they would come and tell me, Daddy, this thing doesn't work, so I had to fix it.
Your very best critics all their lives, I think. You started to tell me before it can program. What else is your vision for the future of Moo?
So by entering the education, K-12 education market, we want to provide our kids all over the world a very affordable way to learn robotics. Because all the toys, all the robots here we provided, they can be personalized, they can be programmed. You can program the way how they react, you can program the vision algorithms on inside of the robot. So by doing that, the kids at such an affordable and a low price, every single kid, every single school, they will be able to play with real robots and use that to interact with the real objects in the world. I think that's a good way that we can contribute to the education to teach our kids in the current generation, in the next generation, how to learn robotics, how to learn artificial intelligence. It's easy, and I would say trust our kids. They are very smart. You just need to provide them with some Moo.
What do you consider that you have learned as an innovator from this whole experience? What will you do differently when you make your next robot?
We'll first make a robot that can tell jokes.
Oh, that's great.
So because it's very important to make people happy, for them to really want your product.
I feel like I'm smiling ear to ear. This is a very, very cool product. As I wrap it up, what I'd love to know from each of you as a parent and as an innovator, what do you most want kids, students, the next generation to get from you about innovation and creativity? I'm going to start with you, Tianli.
Oh, I would say that everyone should find their interest and then they will just keep working on what interests them, and those interests can really help them grow into a successful later career.
I would say for the kids, please stay away from phones and pads for now, because the real world is much, much bigger than the virtual world, than the screen of your iPhone and iPad. Just play with the real people, play with the real objects.
Thank you both for your time today. You and I have been listening to Tian Li Yu and Yang Ran, co-founders of Morphix Incorporated and creators of Moo. Moo for Toys is the world's first artificial intelligence device for toys and starts shipping in April of 2016. You'll find more information on their Indiegogo program when you go to Indiegogo.com and type in Moo for Toys. That's Indiegogo.com and type in Moo for Toys. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.